Now, Gemma Beach is an Upper Hunter local. She's released this year. Gravy Train, I love it, and Gemma joins me in the studio. Gem, how are you?
I'm really, really good, thank you, Jess. How are you?
I'm great. I love that you sing along to your song. That's great.
I know. I'm so proud of it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you're 28 years old. How long have you been playing a guitar?
I picked it up about when I was 11 years old. My brother at the time is a year younger than me, and he was getting guitar lessons. I would often, steal his guitar.
Yeah.
And then I'd be playing it, and our uncle played guitar, so I'd go to him for some lessons. I'd say, you know, can you teach me a song? Can you show me how to do it? And I just picked it up really easily. And so by the time I was 15, my brother had enough of me stealing his guitar. So he gave it up because I overtook him in playing and that sort of thing. So, my parents bought me a brand new Maiden guitar at the age of 15.
Oh, nice. And was country music always the go-to, like that style?
Yeah, country music, old school rock, classic, hits.
Yeah.
I grew up listening to Neil Diamond, and but also had influences from like Johnny Cash and Patsy Cline, Dolly Parton from my grandparents. So I really just loved music, and it was anything that I just connected with, like even, Casey Chambers and...
Yeah.
Gina Jeffries, a lot of Australian country artists. We'd go to concerts and things like that growing up, and just sort of got into the songwriting myself.
Yeah. So what was the first song that you wrote yourself, played, performed?
There was a lot of songs that I'd write growing up
and
sing to my family and things like that, and that's where that all came from. But I guess Stuck in the Mud.
Yeah.
Was sort of like the song that I wrote from, first-hand experiences, going out, hanging out with my mates and forward driving and partying and that sort of thing. I just decided that would be a fun song to record and get out there. And I had a lot of music friends at the time that I'd been, connecting with, and... Yeah, he's like, yep, let's record it, and brought it out as a single, and I got to sing it at B&S balls and rodeos and fun things like that. I was always on the road, just all around New South Wales, and I went down to Victoria and up in Queensland, and that song was a good one.
So how do you, being in the Upper Hunter, you've written that song, you've performed that song, how do you sort of work towards making your mark on the country music scene? I mean, so many people know you in the Upper Hunter at the moment. Like, what's the journey like?
I guess so far I'm still, trying to get my name out there here in the Upper Hunter. I've only been living here for just over a year now.
Okay.
And prior to that, I was living in the Pilbara in the outback in Western Australia.
Oh, that would have been an experience.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah.
I'm from a small town called Yendera, which is southwest of Sydney, near Bargo and Picton. It's sort of like an unknown town, but it's actually pretty famous for Joy McKean. She grew up there, who was the wife of Slim Dusty.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go.
So I got to know that from reading just one of her books, Riding This Road, which was an amazing life story for her. I've always wanted to end up in the Hunter Valley, and it just took me a little while to get here in my late 20s now, but I've sort of done that journey and the trip around Australia, which I really have loved and needed for my songwriting and character building as well.
Yeah, definitely.
I get to speak, firsthand of all the experiences and through my writing, I think it shows, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. And Gravy Train, tell us, what's this one about?
Well, I wrote this song probably a couple of years ago when I was still living in Western Australia. So I wasn't a FIFO miner. I was living in the town Paraburdoo, and I was just, 7 days on, 7 days off. So 7 days off is a lot of time to just sit there and without working. And I mean, I would travel out to stations and sing out there and do a bit of mustering, which was pretty fun. Gravy Train sort of is that term that was used a lot. Someone who's dependent, just, needing someone financially and sort of just staying at home and riding that gravy train. But I just had that deep, I don't know, like power and need to like get out and become my own person. And, you know, I've got a beautiful family and everyone supports everyone. But I felt like I need something more in life. And that's why I took off to Western Australia. And that's where the song Gravy Train sort of comes from, is just that need and that drive to become independent and being okay on my own and going through like lots of different challenges along the way. It's been pretty crazy, but still feeling together after it all. And that's why, it's pretty cool to release this song and share, you know, part of who I am. And as a singer-songwriter, that's just something that comes with the job.
Yeah, and you only learn how to keep it together and to be independent by getting out there, as you said, going to the Pilbara and doing it.
I had a pretty good opportunity. I just probably wouldn't have ventured so far if I didn't have a little bit of help along the way. And so very grateful for all the people that I've met through the journey. And, I mean, there's so many people. I love it.
That's awesome. You can tell you love it. Now, where can we find you performing next?
Well, in April, I will be performing at the Railway Hotel in Muswellbrook. That's one of my favourite places to perform, actually. And they've been great supporters of me. I actually filmed my music video there, which you can find on YouTube. So that will be, I think, April 9th. On the Friday night. And then on the Saturday night, I'll be heading out to Denman Hotel.
Nice.
Yeah, so that should be a fun weekend. Just gigs are popping up here, there and everywhere.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Well, make sure you follow Gemma on Instagram, on Facebook, and you can keep an eye on what she's getting up to. Gemma's going to perform for me here in the studio, and I will have that video up on our Facebook and Instagram page very soon. Gemma, thank you so much for coming in.
No worries at all. Thank you so much for having me. I love it.